Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. Ron Nun Gimel. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were talking. The brand new Perek. Hold on. No. Okay, today's brand new Perek. Brand new last Perek of the Masechta. Daf Nun Gimel. We're on the top of Daf Nun Gimel. This Perek is about Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema. What is Meiser Behema? That's new for us. The answer is nothing. No. There's nothing. The answer is it really has nothing to do with Bechoros, Meiser. However, look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, Bechol Makom, in every place, Rogil Lahazkir, Bechor Meiser Pesach. Bechor Meiser and Pesach are always lumped in together. Why? Why lumped in together? Does this Sheshavin Bimatnosehen? Because they have the same Matanos of Dam. Karbonos and the same Matanos of Dam. Therefore, they're all lumped together. Therefore, it's a normal. It makes sense to put Meiser Behema here in the sentence Bechoros. Lahachi Tani Meiser Agav Bechor. That's why Meiser is in Bechoros and Pesach and the sentence Pesachim Pesach. Din Nefishi Mile has a lot of issues. Pesachim is a very big deal. Tana Pesachim has some of that before. Okay. That's what Meiser is doing here. The better answer, I don't have a better answer what it's doing here. Called what? Called it could have been a Meiser. Right? We're going to get to that in a minute. The comparison between Meiser Behem and Meiser of Wheat. So that wouldn't have been a strange place to put it, but Tosus gives it his best shot and explains what it's doing here. Okay? What is Meiser Behema? Basically, the tenth animal. You have a pen full of animals. The tenth animal that whatever it's time to do Meiser Behema, right? Whatever we're going to get Mishnah when that is. Whatever it is, the animals go through the pen. Tenth one, you strike with a red paint, and that becomes a carbon. Yeah, I'm not going to give it down. I'm going to give it on a short of that. A lot to talk about. If that tenth animal is a tam, you bring it for a carbon. If it has a mum, then you can eat it by yourself. Does it go to a kohen? Rashi says it does not. We're going to see in a minute. Rashi is going to say there's no possible that says it should go to a kohen. It's not a matnas kohuna. Nothing to do with a kohen. Other Rishonim argue. Okay, now we can start. There's another common denominator. Right. Meiser Behema, the Meiser, the tenth animal of a Behema, Noeg ba'eretz, ubechutz l'aretz. It's Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, and in chutz l'aretz. It makes no difference where this is, right? The Gemara is going to ask, well, if it's Noeg in chutz l'aretz, why doesn't anyone do this? I don't know who does this mitzvah. Right? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay? Fine. Okay. Next, b'fnei abayis, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. B'shalom b'fnei abayis. And when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, it's irrelevant. B'chulin, it only applies by chulin. Avalo b'mukdashim, it doesn't apply by kachim. If somehow kachim owns a herd, it doesn't apply by kachim. The noeg, and it applies b'bakar, with cattle, u'bitzon, and with, you know, smaller animals. The ein mis'asrin mizeh al zeh, but you can't have 5 cows and 5 goats, 10 animals, and that's gonna, you can get one knife out of that. They don't mix. Bakar is its own cheshbon, and stone is its own cheshbon. The kvasim ubi'itim, it also applies by goats and sheep. What exactly stone is, I don't know. But maybe stone, flock, is called in English. What does that mean? No, that has no comparable word in it. Sheep and goats. So, then what's Kvasim ubi'itim? Goats and sheep. Sheep and goats. Goats and sheep? It's Asrin Zalzeh. That you can't combine. You can have goats and sheep together, and you can get one animal out of them. With bigger animals, you cannot. With goats and sheep, you can. And B'chadash ubi'yashan, old and new. What's old and new? The Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema was Rosh Chodesh El. Any animal born Rosh Chodesh Elul is in one chesed. Any animal born after Rosh Chodesh Elul is a separate chesed. You can't mix them. You can't mix them. It's a separate chesed. That's Chodesh and Yosef, old and new. The Einar Mitzatzim is all that. You can't mix them. Shaya Badin, I would have thought you could mix them. Why? Ma'im HaChodesh VaYosef, old and new. She'ein on Klayim. That's not Klayim. One was born last El, one was born the following Cheshvan. That's not Klayim. Nevertheless, they don't mix. So, she'ein on Klayim Zebedeh, Einar Mitzatzim is all that. Right? You can't mix, you can't combine for Meiser. So kvasim v'izim, goats and sheep, she'ein klayim zebezeh, and it certainly is klayim. Ein odin shelo yehei mitasim mizalzeh. Shouldn't it be the halacha that you cannot combine? Talmud lomar, that's what it says. Vitzon mashma kol tzon echad. Flocks are all one story. Whatever the word tzon includes, it's all together in purpose of the mitzvah. Aye, is a klayim issue. So what? I'm new klayim. They graze together. They're in the flock together. It's all good. I think it's three times a year. I saw someone say that later the Gemara is going to say the Mishnah is going to say it's done three times a year. Whatever was born, those in that 4 month period. If you have, we're going to see. It doesn't apply if you buy it. If I buy 100 animals, I don't have to get Maisa. Maisa Behema. Only if you have it. Only if they're born by you. You're going to see. Now, Lema, let's say, Masnitsa Deloka Rabbi Akiva. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why not? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Yachal Yal Adam Mitzatzim Behemim from Chutz La'aretz Makrivenu. I would think a person could bring his Behemim from Chutz La'aretz and be Makrivit as a Maisa Behema in Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah said that you could do that. Our Mishnah said that Maisa Behemim is knowing in Chutz La'aretz. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, I would think you could bring it from Chutz La'aretz. Absolutely not. Talmud Lomer, Ba'aveisim Shama Olotzechem. It's a plural mice here. Mice is in plural. This includes mice of behema. It also includes mice of dogon wheat. Right? From anywhere in the world, which you'd have to give mice of dogon, which is where? Anywhere in Israel. That's where mice of behema applies. If there is no mice of dogon, for example, anywhere in the world but Israel, that's called Chutz La'aretz. Iyad Tamala Maisa Behema. I don't have to give Maisa Behema. So what do you see? Our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, there's no Maisa Behema in Chutz La'aretz. What's the opening line of Mishnah? Maisa Behema, Noreg, Ba'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz. Right? Can't be Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, maybe it could be Rabbi Akiva. Afilu Tema, Rabbi Akiva. Maybe our Mishnah could yes be Rabbi Akiva. How is that possible? Kan Likarev. Khan Likadesh. Rabbi Akiva agrees. As our opening Mishnah says, Maiser Behema Noeg Ba'ara to Bechot Laret. Rabbi Akiva agrees that Maiser Behema in Chot Laret has Kedusha. Just it can't be brought for a carpet. Has Kedusha. That he agrees with. The opening line of our Mishnah said, Kedusha 100%. Carbon 100% mass. So then what's the point of having, what does that mean? So, Ihachi, I'm sorry, Dekanami. I'll prove to you that that's right. Why? The Kanasiv Le Talmuda, the Havesim. Because the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva uses is the Havesim, to bring it. To bring it for a carbon? No way. Shema Mina, you see from here, Araya, Rabbi Akiva certainly agrees that a Behemian Chutz Laret has Kedusha. It's just not worth for a carbon. So what's the point of that? So, Ihachi, Mayacha She'eno Karo. It's not going to be brought as a carbon because your Akiva doesn't allow it because it comes from Chutz La'aretz. So then, am I Kadosh? What are you making it holy for? The Gemara answers, Lechol b'mumo l'baylim. To eat it when it gets a mum, who eats it? The baylim. Says Rashi, Diyamtin, the Rashi of b'mumo, Diyamtin, wait, ad shiyumam, until it gets a mum, b'ochlon, and eat it. That's a very strange thing. I'm makdish it, just wait for it to get a mum. There's nothing like that. Every time you have a mum, it's a problem. Right? I did two, I lost one, I downed it, what do I do now? I have two kabanos. Alright, then we have all these rules about getting a mum. Here, you know going in, you're making me have a mum. Why? Not allowed to bring it. But you got to make it holy. It's a very strange thing. Then Rashi says even more fascinating, Maaser Behema, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum, right? Debailim Hu. It goes to the owner. Delo Ashkechan Kra, there is no pasuk in the Torah, Delay Sveil Kohen, that says give it to the Kohen. There's no pasuk like that. Therefore, says Rashi, that's what the Gemara said, Bailim. Other, the Ruach Fisher Perlow argues and says, no, that Rav Sajigon held, it does go to the Kohen. It's one of the matters going on. Tomorrow we're going to discuss if Ma'aseh Behemah is even a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah even? Everyone holds it as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The question is, what if you don't do it? We're going to see that tomorrow. In other words, is it a mitzvah you have to do this? Or more like an optional mitzvah, like shechita, like half the shechta animals? If you want to eat meat, you shechta. We'll see tomorrow that whole, the whole tumult. Who, the Kohen? Right. No, he's not allowed to bring it as a carbon, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it was born in Chutz Lars. He's not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Hey, wait a second. Right, Rashi's saying, by the way, as an aside, whether it has a tam or a mum, it doesn't matter, the Kohen has nothing to do with this animal. Because Rabbi Akiva held, he learned it out from Maitre. You don't think your tvua from Woodmere, bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and give Maitre, you don't have to do that. Puzzle. But where Rabbi Akiva agrees, it has Kedusha. So we don't say that by Maitre Gavan. We don't say that. Right? It's a strange hybrid of Halacha. Has Kedusha, but you can't bring it for a carbon. So what are you doing? Waiting for it to get a moment. That's a very strange thing. That's what he holds. What? Then it'll die? Then we said, Bifnei Abayis, Bishalob Bifnei Abayis. Right? Bifnei Abayis and Shalob Bifnei Abayis. Ihachi, if so, Ha'idna Nami. How come Bizbana said we don't do this? How come Bizbana said we don't do this? Right? So the Gemara is going to answer its Xerah. Okay? Which raises the question, how on earth can the Chachamim come along and say, don't do that mitzvah? They can't. Why can't they? Because they have the power to be oker or mitzvah doraisa, the shevi al tasa. You sit and do nothing, right? Bapo and shofar, right? They have the power to do that with a shevi al tasa by not acting. Don't have the animals go through that pen. Don't do that, right? That's okay. That's one answer. The Aruch HaShulchan answers that since. Bizman Azeh. There's no Bizbeis HaMikdash anyway. And everybody agrees, no one argues, that the optimum mitzvah is to bring it for a carbon. That no one disputes that. All things being equal, that's the best thing to do. Alright, if it has a tam, if it has a mum, then you don't have to. But all things being equal, the best option is to bring it for a carbon. That's not happening to you. There is no Bizbeis HaMikdash. So you know what? This mitzvah doesn't apply for you. Now the reason why it doesn't apply is such a strange reason. So what does the Gemara say? If it applies, Shalom Bifnei Abayis, right? What that would mean that you have to wait for it to get a mum. That's what that would mean, right? If it applies Shalom Bifnei Abayis, what does that mean? That means that, so why don't we do Bizman Hazeh? So the Gemara answers, Kinder Rav Huna, because of what Rav Huna said, Amr of Huna, says the following halacha. How do you get the animals out of the pen? How do you get them out? Right? How do you get them out? You want to do pen? Why are they leaving the pen? They're very happy there. Right? So Rav Huna said, you know what you do? Take the first of the halacha, but the only mice are only applied if the baby has a mother. Why is that? Why is that? We're going to get to that also. We're going to get to that later. If the baby's a yasom, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. It has to be that the mother died during childbirth. If the mother died during childbirth, the animal's mother died during childbirth, then that baby is putter for mitzvah. Okay? So the best option is, take an animal that has a mother, stick it outside the pen, when the baby sees the mother, it's gonna go longing after it, and it'll leave. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna says, don't take fruit or vegetables or food and stick it outside. If the animals see the food, they're going to come running. Don't do that. Why don't do that? I'm not sure why not. Rather, put the mother outside. And when the animal sees the mother, it'll go outside. You can get the animals all outside. So that's what Rav Huna said. So, Kidder Rav Huna. It's a gzeira mishum yaso. It's a gzeira for a yaso. What does that mean? An animal doesn't have a mother. It looks like a Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but it's easy, and he explains it very well. Hachanami, gzeira mishum yaso. It's a gzeira because of an animal that doesn't have a mother. Shlo yichtat yaso mudir le'etz atem. Don't put a yaso into the deer. Why? Because the yaso's mother, there is no mother. So how is that animal getting out? It's not going to come out. Why? It doesn't have a mother. The Haramas Nisan, because we say in the Mishnah, Hakol Nachasim, Nachol Nachasim Ladir Le'etzatzer, every animal goes into the pen for Meiser, Chutz except for the following animal, Klayim, Trefa, Yotzadofen, right? Animals born cesarean, Umachusas Man, too young, or Yasam. Well, the Hachi Naka Rav Huna Yasam, Tzeh Mikol Hani, and the reason Rav Huna picks the Yasam more than any one of these other Psulin is Bishum, because the Hatsam Kabi Milse, Loshaych Lememar El Lokech, Lakuach Biyasam. But come on, Bahai Pirka. Because later on in the Perek, the only one that's going to be relevant is Yasam. What that means? I don't know, because I didn't finish the whole Perek yet. So, Siraj is telling you, later in the Perek, the only one that's going to matter is Yasam. That's why he picks over here Yasam. What does he say? Yasam Shemetzi Imo Bishat Leda. The mother died during pregnancy. Zef Pirish Lemitza, Zef Pirish Lachai. One died and one lived. The baby lived, the mother died. Therefore what? So it's a Gzeir Mishum Yasam, right? We're afraid of this Gzeir. If we put out food, what's going to happen? Every animal is going to go outside, even the Yasam. If we put out food outside the pen, we want to get the animals outside the pen, so we can count them. And every tenth one make a red mark. So if we put food out there, all the animals are going to run out. Even the ones don't have a mother. What do we do? We only stick mothers outside. So only the babies that have mothers are going to go out. They're the only ones that are sad to go out anyway. So we're afraid that maybe someone will make a mistake and the yashom is going to go out. The strange gzera. By the way, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. This applied even when there was a Beit HaMikdash. Something changed. Right? Ihachi Beikaranami lo. Right? Then even when there was a Beit HaMikdash, it's still the same problem. What's going to happen? You're going to make a mistake with the awesome babies. So you want to tell me, Ella Efshir Bahakwaza, to make an announcement? Tell the worker, only animals that have a mother. So then, Hachanami Efshir Bahakwaza. Do the same thing now. That's not the reason. The reason is, Ella, Amar Rava, Mishum Takala. The reason is, a mistake might happen. What's the mistake? So Rashi says, Ella, L'hachi lo gazrina bizman beis hamikdash defer bachraza. Bachraza's bad. That's not Mishum Takala. The ain't lero amala hakrim. You can't be makrim. Bitzarech lashahuye ad shiyumam. You have to wait till it gets a mum. The asi bo de takala. That'll be a problem. Why? The Giza Vavoda are usher. You can't shear it, you can't work it. And then you have to wait for it to get him. How long are you going to wait? Like you said. What if it ever happens? Or, Shachnu below mum. You'll shach there without the mum. He's so hungry. So because of these reasons, we said, don't do it. Ask the Chazon Ish, I have a good idea. Take only animals that have a mum, and do ma'aseh d'hem on those animals. Take all the mums in your pen, right? Take all the ones that have mums. Anyway, they're not going to be. There's no takala. Because if it has the mum, you're allowed to eat it. Right? Take all the animals that have mums, put them in a pen together, and the tenth one go out. That's a chatash. What kind of mitzvah is that? You're doing a mitzvah only with dead animals? It's a joke. He calls it a gichuch. It's a joke. What kind of mitzvah is that? That only with the bad animals were mitzvah, but the good animals were not? That's impossible. That's a brilliant insight. That's impossible. Do mitzvah with bad animals and the good ones not a mitzvah. Because the good ones are the takala, the bad ones are not the takala. That's crazy. That's just crazy. So therefore, there's no mitzvah with the takala, which is what we all thought all along. Now, there's an interesting historical Tosfos. Tosfos Ela Mishum Takala. Tosfos is going to prove in a second that when did this Gezera start? About stopping Maitre Behemoth. Right at the Churban? The Tosfos, impossible. Look at Tosfos. Mash Mahacha, the Ein Maitre Behemoth Noig with Manazeh. There's no Maitre Behemoth anymore. Why not? Mishum Takala. Because a Takala, a mistake might happen. The Hikshar Behemoth Tam, the Parakum Behemoth, and Mesef the Shabbat, it was like 7 years ago. That the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, well, the Azariah Hayyama Aser, Tracer Alpha Egle, the Edre, he would give Meitzer on 13,000 animals. But he had 130,000 animals. So his 10% was 13,000. Bechol Shata every year. Ulacha Rechurban Hayyah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah lived after the Churban. Why? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shay Nasi Hayyalacha Rechurban. Right? Rav Elazar ben Zakkai lived through the Churban. He said, Dain Liyavna, he lived through the Churban. The Acher of Rabbin Gamliel. His Talmud was Rabbin Gamliel. Ubi Mei Rabbin Gamliel. Mono was Rabbi Ben Azariah Nasi. During his reign, his tenure, that's when that whole story happened, when Rabbi Ben Azariah said, I already came from Shimshana. That's right afterwards. Kedis in the Perkins Vil Shachar, like we learned in Brachas. Ubi Nun Keshana, he was only 18 years old at that time. How on earth could Rabbi Ben Azariah have been alive by the destruction of the Mesa Bekash? Says Tosvos, Ben Lafarish Klal, Dari Be Itzur, Shinos Lamelech Kimo Arnuna. Don't tell me that this Meister was not really Meister, but it was some tax to the king. That's not the problem to say that. Also, for Dog Dami Lafarish, Dr. Chup and Taya Lokish of Cotton, show you Meister. Don't tell me he was a little boy and the guardian was giving the Meister and the Meister was still standing. That's also not the problem. It's also the stock. It also says, the Shema maybe, Lo Butlu Meister Behema Kolkach Samuk Korban. They didn't do away with Meister Behema right away. It took a while. It took a few years after the Korban, maybe 100 years after the Korban, they did it. Not right away. So Moses ben Azariah was still in Israel. He was a very rich man. Had a large flock. He was still giving Maitre Behema. After all, the Mishnah said, Noach Shlomo Be'abayim. Right? At some point in history, we don't know exactly when, it stopped. But it didn't stop right away. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Now, where am I up to? Now, Ubinat Timra de Chashino Takala. How do you know your Chayish for Takala? How do you know that? How do you know your Chayish for Takala? We're afraid of that. I would have said, we had the whole thing by Bukhar also, no? How do you know your Chayish for Takala? The Tanya, I think it's the Brisa. Ein Makdishin, don't be Makdish anything with Manazet to the Beis HaMikdash. Don't do that. The Ein Ma'erichin, don't make an Erich on anybody. An Erich value. Don't do that. The Ein Mechrimim with Manazet. Don't give a Chayrim vow to the Kahanim of the Beis HaMikdash. Don't do that with Manazet. Why not? Because there is no Beis HaMikdash. What are you going to do with the item? What are you going to do? Once you do that, you now touch the item, it's Kodesh. You can't do anything with it. So all you're doing is making problems for yourself. Same Takala. Don't do these things. The Im Hikdash, if you did it. The Herich, the Hechrim, if you did it. So Behema Tiakim. The animal has to die. Very harsh. Peros, Ksus, the Kalim, fruit, or clothing, or Kalim, Yarkivu. If it's wooden or things that can go rot in the ground, put them in the ground, let it rot. And mo'os, the clay mateches, money or metal items, yolik liyamamela, throw it to the yamamela. Right? Tosfa says, everyone here has been to the yamamela at least once in their life? They've been there? Right? Tosfa says, does he really mean the yamamela? Does he mean any ocean? That's because it only means the Yamamela. Not any ocean. You know why? Ever saw a boat? Someone go boating in the Yamamela? We're going to go on a pleasure boating today. We're going to go to the Yamamela. That never happens. Why? Because it's not a shayach. No one does that. We don't want anyone else picking this item up. We don't want anyone else seeing this item. The only place in the world where nobody ever goes is the Yamamela. Go out there. It's the synonymous with nobody's there. Go to the Atlantic Ocean. Somebody's going to find it. Boats there all the time. Hey, look at this gold watch. Unbelievable. Because some fool with mathematics is a big time make dust, had to throw it out. Where do you throw what's never going to be retrieved? Yahamela. Right? That's Yahamela. Right? Okay. Now, the Ezu Ikur, what's the story here with Ikur? What if he asked the animal to die? Why do I know that? Because the Gemara said that. Noel Delos Bifoneha, you close the door, to Himesa Me'ela, and it dies on its own. Esther Ravan. Isn't that Tzar Baal HaChayim? Isn't that cruel to animals? So the Ramban says like this. She's not going to like this answer. He says, any thing, any time the use for an animal, it's not Tzar Baal Chaim. Because if that were true, there's no difference, he says, between locking it up and eating it. It's a difference. The difference is, the sheep is painless, and this is very painful. That's a little bit of a difference. Put it, that's a little bit of a difference, right? The sheep is painless. But the idea of killing an animal, whether it's slow or fast death, it's a difference. The answer is, any time that it's a use for a human being, it's not Tzar Baal Chaim. Now, certainly in America, they don't want to hear that. But that's the halacha. That's what the Ramban said. That, what? Exactly. Exactly. The Ramban assumes that Tzar Baal Chaim is a din d'oraisa. But it's not Tzar Baal Chaim. The Mordechai says, no. Tzar Baal Chaim is only din d'rabbanan. It's only din d'rabbanan. And it doesn't apply. The Ramban said it doesn't apply in the case of this case. Okay? What? Anything done for a purpose. Just to sit in camp and torture animals, that's not purpose. That's Tzar Baal Chaim. But if there's a need while you're doing it, whether it's to eat it, because you made a mistake, all these things, that's not Tzar Baal Chaim. Right? So, one more thing. The Gemara theory asks, why don't we say the same thing we said by Ma'aseh Behemah? By Ma'aseh Behemah we said, there's no such thing as Ma'aseh Behemah. Why? Because it might come to us and call it. But I would say the same thing. It's not a thing. If somebody is makrish, someone donates something to the base of the mikdash, it's not chal. Why don't you say that? If you makrish an animal to the base of the mikdash, it's not chal. Therefore, there's no talk about the chayim, there's no issues. You have to go to the Yom HaMelech and throw it in there. Nothing happens. You don't have to bury it. It's not chal. Why don't we say that? You say it by Ma'aseh Behemah. Why don't we say it here? Get out, avoid the whole problem. So he gives two answers. First of all, we don't want to. There's a whole parsha in the Torah about what comes out of your mouth is special. You make a promise, you have to keep your promise. So we're going to undo that whole parsha in the Torah? Because you as a fool, you made a promise to the Beit HaMikdash? Don't want to do that. We're going to undo all the mitzvahs of keeping neders? Why should we do that? For the fools out there, we're not going to do that. That's one answer we give. It's not different. So for foolish people, we're not going to undo parshas in the Torah. With the foolish people, you suffer with them. You have to bury it. Put it down. Yeah, maybe you would. Second answer he gives is, he says like this. He says, Ma'aseh Behemah applies to everybody. Anybody that had a flock had Ma'aseh Behemah. Right? Therefore, we're afraid, maybe you had an Amaretz, who doesn't know about that there's an issue of Takala. He doesn't know. He's going to be Ma'afresh animal. So for him, who made a Gzeira, it doesn't apply. You're going to go out of your way and make a stupid thing and say that I'm going to be Ma'afresh something with Ma'afresh at a Beit HaMikdash? So why you do, the issue is you. Therefore, since you're so foolish, we're not going to take away the din of Nether. When it comes to my Sabaim, that applies to everybody. So it applies to everybody. We're afraid for the Amaratzim. We're afraid who made a Gzeira, it doesn't apply. When it comes to the Darim, only the idiot's going to do this. So for the idiot, we're not undoing the halacha. You hear the answer? You hear that? It's an interesting answer. Yeah. It's an undoing, it's being prepared. Right. He says like this, Ein iser tzav alachaya b'shom Kol davar shadnitzvach l'takanat b'nei adam, ein bo itzer. U'kimo shemot l'shchishlishcho behema, l'tarach achila, kach mutter la'akar, you can kill it, k'dei shelo yavu de'takala. So you shouldn't come to use kachal. So what about veal? So maybe you could say, well, you don't have to eat that part? I don't know. I would love to ask the shechter about that, if he thinks it's an issue. That meant veal. Could you say that the veal, they need to... Okay, it's one thing. There's an issue about that. I don't know. Interesting question. Right. So according to this, according to Rabbah, it shouldn't be an issue. According to the Mordechai, it might be. According to the Mordechai, it's only to the Rabbanon. And in this case, they weren't gozer. So if that's the case, it could be. Right? It could be to them, if it's in the Rabbana, it's still true. What, because you want to eat it? What kind of heter is it? No, no, he doesn't hold it in that din. He held it to the Rabbana. So in the case of Takala, the Rabbana were a gozer. The Tabra al-Khair is only to the Rabbana. It was a gozer in a case of Takala. What about if it's not a case of Takala? There is a dinner Rabbana of Tabra al-Khair. So what, because it tastes better. So you know, right? The Mishnah said that she eat bread and water all day, right? If that veal, so, right? But do they no, but do they fatten them up in a cruel way? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Ihachi. So then, bechar nami lo lekadesh bechar bididan. I'm sorry, lo lekadesh. So the Gemara says the same thing by a bechar. Make the same din. Since you don't have bechar b'man hazeh, make the same din. It shouldn't become kodesh. So the Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Bechar bididan talia milsa. That applies by us. Right? Berechem kodesh. They're born that way. What do you want from us? There's no way I can make it not kodesh. It's a born kodesh. So no. Hachi kamar. L'kninu lu'ud de'lov de'gachavim. Have a guy be a partner with you. The lowly kodesh me'ikara. So it should never be born kodesh. Which is what we do. Right? This is already, this is before we caught on to do this. Before we figured this out. Right? And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that the Chacham never were kovei to do this. Because to go out of your way to uproot a mitzvah, they didn't want. This is what everyone does. But to put it on paper and pen, this is what you should do, that we don't want to say. But the Gemara is asking, why don't we do that? So the Gemara says, I have a better thing. Efshar Kidrav Yehuda. We could do what Yehuda's did. Rabbi Yehuda, Mutter lo la'adam lahatal mum bebchar kodesh teitel avra olam. Make a mum, as the baby's being born, give it a mum. What do you gain by that? What do you gain by that? Says Rashi. Vadifa meha. That's better to do that. Why? Kidamina pirka de kamam. We learned this in Daf Gimel, at the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishum Hachi, Klai Chiyusa, the Rav Murray. That's why Rav Murray's whole flock died. The Havi Machnilu, Nile of the Kachavim. He was giving it to Goyim. Mishum, the Mafkaluhu, Afilu Mekidushas Kohen. He was uprooting it from the Kiddush of a Kohen. So why you do that? Much better, give it a mum on its way out, so at least it goes to the Kohen. Better. Says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, wait a minute. We care more about the Kohen than about the Mizbeach? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Better to give it a mum on its way out. Why? Because at least the Kohen gets it. What about the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach can't get it. It has a mum. What about if you're a partner with a Kohen? Then the Kohen doesn't get it either. And what about a carbon? Also not, because it's not a bechar, because it's partnered with the gun. So we care more about the Kohen than about the Mizbeach? Does that make any sense? Says Rav Moshe, does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe says, no, we're talking about Bizman HaZeh. There's no carbon anyway. So there's no carbon anyway, might as well, why are you rooting it for the coin? Why are you rooting it for the coin? If you're partnered with a guy, at least then nobody gets it. At least if you make a move on its way, at least the coin gets it then. But we don't have a coin, because the coin gets the move. That's what it means. It can't mean the time to make the Mikdash. That doesn't make any sense. We care more about a coin than about the Mizbeach? No, it's Bizman HaZeh, there is no Mizbeach. What's the issue now? Why are you ruining the coins? Why are you ruining the coins for us? Why are you doing that? Let it have a mum on its way out. At least the coin can get to eat it. Why don't we do that? Bizman HaZeh. So we talk this explain. We're not picking how to do that. And maybe we're going to mess up. It'll be born first. Then once it's born, it's too late. Since we're not picking it now, we have no choice. We have to give it a mum. Hachanami efshar b'shad lemum meikara. Right. So why don't we do the same thing over here? By the Meiser Behema. Let us have Meiser Behema. And we'll make sure the 10th one is going to have a mum. So the Gemara says, Mi'ad the high nafik? How are you going to pull up that stuff? How do you know which one's going to have a mum? Which one's going to be the 10th? So the Gemara says, V'chi teima d'mapakle b'reish asara. You'll orchestrate it. So the 10th one should have a mum. You're not allowed to do that. Well, Yivaka bein tov l'ram, Rachmana. Torah says you can't do that. Good, bad, whichever one it is. You can't orchestrate that. You can't pull that off. V'chi teima efshad d'shadi d'mumul b'chal edrei. Where are you going to make a mum in your entire flock? Says Rashi, you're allowed to do that because it's not Kedusha yet. You're not allowed to put a mum in Kachem. There's no Kachem yet. They're all chulin still. So you want to do that? You could do that. Listen to this. Mehera, maybe. Ibana Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash will be born. The Beit HaMikdash will be built. Listen to this Gemara. Ubi'inan Behem Alak Rava. We're going to bring animals. Haleka. Hey, the back of the got any animals? No, I made them all mums because the Maiz of Machar, Maiz of Behema. All mums. They go next door. You have any animals for the Maiz of Mikdash? That's been built. 20 minutes ago, we put every animal. No, they're all mums. Ridiculous. Right? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Moser Haskell, how they thought. Right? Don't do this today, because maybe it'll be the Beit HaMikdash be built. Right? No. Hachanami here also, so be Bechar. The same thing by a Bechar. The Gemara says, Bechar, Beher, Beher, Beit HaMikdash, Be'ina, Beher, Malak, Rav, Malakah. What do you mean? We're not going to have Bechar? So, you know, who needs a Bechar for the Beit HaMikdash? Efshar, Bepshutin. You can have regular animals. So we're not afraid. That there's no problem with making bechars to have the mums. Why? It's an optional carpet. Right? Hachanami efshar b'lekuchin. So why can't I buy animals? Because the halacha is there's no ma'aseh behemah on the animals you buy. So the Gemara says, given, one minute, what kind of answer is that? Who are you buying it from? You're buying it from the guy who also made all the animals into mums. Given the ihu shati de muma, the chol edrei, since you're going to make a mum in every flock, why? To get out of Ma'aseh Behemah, Ushchichi Mume Detuli Bekachim, right? Mumen are very common. Why? The field Dukachev Ayanami Puzzle. Even if something in the eye is a mum, right? Lo Shchichi. You're not going to have animals available. Therefore, no, we don't want to encourage everybody making mums in their flocks. Why? Because the base of Israel can't be built. We're going to eat animals. Therefore, what do we say? Is the Ma'aseh Behemah Bidmanazah. You got out of the problem. Good? Excellent. Now we said b'chul and avalo b'mukdashin. We said ma'aseh behemah only applies by chulin, not by kachim. So the Gemara says mukdashin pshita. Of course it doesn't apply by kachim. Lav didein, it's not yours. I said before meant if the Beit HaMikdash owns a flock. That's not really what it means. What it means is I have animals and I designated them to be korbanos. So those animals don't belong to the cheshen of ma'aseh behemah. Of course they don't. They don't belong to me. They belong to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says no. The kachim kalim baliba de b'yosei glili. Talking about Kachim Kalim, according to Biyosha Glili, the Amma who said, Kachim Kalim, Mum and Bailame. Kachim Kalim, I'm mine. They're mine. What does that mean? I donated it to be a shlomim. Who does it belong to? Me. Therefore, what? Until I bring it. So therefore, I would have thought, well, if it belongs to me, it's part of the cheshbin. Kamash, well, no, it's excluded. It's excluded. Even though it belongs to me. The Tanya, Umal Mal Bashem, that there's a pasuk there, L'rabos kachim kalim, shein mamon bailim, divrei Rosh HaGlili. Rosh HaGlili learns out that the kachim kalim, tzogat ezach amina liasru, I would have thought they should be part of the cheshbin, kamashmol, and they're not. Tzadeim ha-hachanami, maybe they are part of the cheshbin. Why not? Because it says, yiyeh kodesh amrachmana, it says you should make the tenth animal into a carbon, below shekafar kodesh, not that it was already kodesh, no, not that it was already, you should make it now. The reason it says is Yiyeh Kodesh. Halav Hachi Hav Amina Chayal Kedushas Ma'isa Alayu. If not for that, I would have said. If not for that pasuk, I would have said that Kedushas Chal, the Ma'isas Chal on Kachim Kalim, impossible. Why? Hashta Kedusha Chamura Kedusha Kalu Chayla. Kedusha Chamura on a Kedusha Kal doesn't happen. Kedusha Kal on Kedusha Kalim Ibaya. So how's Kachim Kalim going to fall on top of a Ma'isa? Mach a chomer onto kal doesn't happen. That kal onto kal doesn't happen. Now, where does chomer onto kal not happen? Right now. Mahi, what's that all about? Ditnan. Let's say somebody donates a kachim, a good animal, to Bede Kabayim. Bede Kabayim is the lower level of kedusha than a carpet. So you can't donate a chair to be a carpet. It's not a carpet. But you can donate a chair to be Bede Kabayim. I'm donating that chair. It's worth $50. What about an animal? You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't donate good animals, good animal, carved animal, as a Bede Kabayim. What if you did it? You did it. Can you transfer it now and make it into a more chomer carved animal? The answer is no. Why? Because Kedusha Chomer, Kedusha Kala can't be made into Kedusha Chomer. Kedusha Chomer, Kedusha Kala have nothing to do with each other. So therefore, Kala can also have nothing to do with each other. Echad Kachim is Beach, the Echad Kachim Bede Kabayis, whether you donate something as an animal, or you donate something as a carbon, or you donate it as a donation. Ein mishan and osam et kedusha le kedusha. You can't transfer kedusha. You can't. Avol makdish and oso hektish ilui. But you could be makdish something as tovat hana. Very difficult what this means. What it means is, you can say, look at Rashi, Tovas Hana, Hekdesh Iluvoy. Tovas Hana Sheyeshlo Mikudeshes Mizbeach Yachol Litein Lebet HaKavayim. I can go over to a Kohen, and I can say, listen, I'm designating you to be Makar of this carbon. Assuming you can even do that. Because there's a Mishmar there, or there's a hierarchy. Let's assume you can do that. Vizuhi Tovas Hana, the Yachol Lita Sela Miyisrael, Achar, you can take a dollar from a Jew, Almanas, Shiyadnanu Leben Bito Kohen, Shekivenu. That will pay money to orchestrate that Kohen, my grandson, the Kohen, should be able to bring the carbon today. He'll get the hide, maybe he'll get the meat. Assuming that the Kohen who brings it gets the hide, that's the whole Mishmar, but even the whole Mishmar can split it. And the Kohen gets the meat. You're helping out the guy, you're helping out the grandson, right? So you're getting paid for that. That little payment, that could be for Mizbeah, for Bet HaKavayis. In other words, even though I'm using the animal for A, and this has nothing to do with anything. I'm using the animal for A, and the money's going to be B. That you can do. But you can't transfer the animal from one to the other. Either it's Bet HaKavayis or it's Mizbeah. So you see that from Kedusha Chom or Kedusha Kal doesn't work. So how's it going to be from Kedusha Kal to Kedusha Kal? One more minute, we're done. Umach Rimimoso, right? And Umach Rimimoso. You can do the same thing with a Cherim. I'll give you a dollar, I'll make sure that coin gets the Cherim, right? Mazem Avrasor Hasam, the Chol Behemo Lavulu Be Kaima. Not every animal could be a carpet. Avalhacha, the Chol Behemo Maisa Kaima. Every animal could be a Maisa, every kind of animal. Avalgaf, the Kacha, even though you were Kodesh it, well, Paka Isur, the Maisa Mine. The Maisa didn't go off. Lamay Nafkamina, what is that relevant? Below Yigal, below Yimacher, regarding Lo Yigal and Lo Yimacher, which means that a Maisa Behema is no redemption. That has a mum, big deal. Kachim Khan, not true at all. At the moment, you can't bring it. Kamash Milan, therefore, they come to tell us that what? That the Pasuk of Yiyah Kodesh comes to tell me that it's Pasuk from Meiser. I would have thought it's Chai from Meiser because of all these reasons. It's Pasuk from Meiser. Okay? So we'll stop here. Tomorrow's Amud Aleph is quite short. We're not going to be behind. We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.